Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Peter Batesh, CEO and President of Fisher Watt Gold. Fisher Watt Gold is traded on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is FWGO. And Fisher Watt Gold is a junior mining exploration company with properties in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Peter.
Hi, good to be with you.
Great. Start off by talking about the acquisition of Turnagain USA and some of their uranium properties.
Yes, for us this is a wonderful acquisition because we got Turnagain USA's suite of U.S. uranium exploration properties on which they had spent about $7 million over the past 3 years. And of that amount, about $5 million has been spent directly in the ground on exploration projects. It's a big suite of properties, about 55,000 acres, spread between Wyoming and a little bit in South Dakota and in Arizona. And this is some of the most prolific uranium-producing areas of the United States. So we're thrilled to have this package of properties.
And can you talk about some of the properties, such as Cyclone Rim? Give us an update on the properties.
Yes.
Project.
Now, the Arizona and the Wyoming styles of mineralization are quite different, but the Wyoming and including the South Dakota area is a style of mineralization known as roll fronts. And there's been about 200 million pounds of uranium produced over the years by others in Wyoming, making Wyoming the largest uranium-producing district in the United States. These roll fronts stretch for miles and miles. Now, they tend to be lower grade, but the beauty of them is that they're now, we've discovered over the years, that these styles of deposits are amenable to in-situ leaching and in-situ recovery. And this is a method of extraction where you drill wells into the uranium-bearing formation and pump in water and dissolve the uranium out and basically extract the uranium without any great environmental effect on the surface of the land. It's also a very much cheaper way of producing the uranium, and that's why these low-grade style deposits can be exploited. Now, the Cyclone Rim area that we have is in central Wyoming in the Great Divide Basin. And on our properties, we have an extensive area of roll front. It stretches for about 25 miles on our claims. And we've drilled, or our predecessor drilled, fences of drill holes every couple of miles to check that the roll front was still there. And we were getting quite decent low-grade uranium grades mineralization in these holes. So we think that with additional work, we can isolate some of the richer areas and eventually get into production from them.
Sounds like a win-win situation. And talk a little bit about some of the trends in the market, such as the future demand for uranium, and how well-positioned Fisher Watt is to capitalize on these trends.
Well, obviously, I'm very, very bullish and very excited about the future of uranium. I've personally been involved with uranium since the mid-1970s when I worked on a uranium mine then. And I wish that things would move a little bit quicker, but that's the world we live in. Uranium is, however, and nuclear power is one of the most powerful energy sources known to humanity. And the beauty of it is that you can produce stable energy, large quantities of it, relatively cheaply, and have a very, very low carbon footprint. And the carbon-constrained society of the future is one of the important things. You can't go around pumping more and more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and that doesn't happen when you're using nuclear power to create your electricity. But that's just where we stand at the moment. I think looking further away into the future, you can see nuclear power stations being the engines for producing desalinated water, which humanity is going to need a lot of if we keep going the way we're going. And it's a great way of producing hydrogen also, if hydrogen is going to be used as the carrier for future fuels or future energy. So as the years develop, and I'm not talking about the next few years, this is, we're looking 25 to 50 years into the future, I can see the world making great strides forward in how to use nuclear energy properly. It'll also probably look at ways of recycling spent uranium far more efficiently than what's done at the moment in the world as well.
Certainly. And what differentiates Fisher Watt from gold from other players in your sector?
Well, we are sitting in some of the most prolific areas of the United States for producing uranium. On top of that, the Arizona projects, they are exploring in an area called breccia pipes. And these breccia pipes are historically the highest grade uranium deposits in the United States. They tend to be small, but they're quite high grade, being up to 0.5, 0.6% uranium, which is about 13 pounds of uranium per ton. That's a great grade to be working with. So we have some of the good areas in the country. We're surrounded by other people who are also working in these things, so there's a lot of knowledge being generated about these areas that we can all use. And at the same time, I think we're quite undervalued in that our stock is sitting there at about 3 cents at the moment, and investors can hopefully get a big lift by getting into Fisher Watt.
And in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of your model?
Yes, they are. None of us works in isolation. All of us are people who have been in the industry for many, many years. We've worked at different companies, often with the people who are now in competition with us. So it's a friendly competition, really, in the business. And at the same time, we get together and see if we can make stronger companies, if we can put properties together to make those properties more appealing to investors. So alliances and joint ventures and sales of properties are very, very important in our line of business.
And walk us through a little bit of your experience as well as some of your key management figures.
Well, I lead the team, and I've been in the mining business for about 35 years. And I graduated from the University of Leicester in England, and I've worked all over the world in many, many minerals. But my uranium experience, I was chief engineer at an in-situ bacterial leaching operation in northern Ontario in Canada for a number of years. So uranium exploration and uranium production is something that I've got a good grounding in. I'm also director of another company. Well, I'm director of Turnagain Energy, the parent company that sold the properties to us in the States. And they have a large uranium property in Eastern Europe. So I'm very close to some of these large high-grade deposits that exist as well. George Beattie, one of the directors of the company, used to be the general manager of United Nuclear's operations in New Mexico, one of the largest uranium producers in the States. And we have a number of other people on the board, Jerry Helgeson, Jim Seed, and Bill Rapaglia, who have been associated with the mining industry and the finance side of things for many, many years. So we have a strong board of directors. The geologists that I use tend to be contract geologists, but people who I know well, so I can hire the right geologist for the right kind of environment whenever I need him. So we have a good team available to us as well.
And what specific objectives have you and the management team set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, the most important objective at the moment is to raise some money into the company. And to that end, we're trying to raise the awareness and the understanding of the company with investors, and that's why we've hired some professional investor help through Baxter Advisory and RedChip. And we're trying to increase our shareholder base as well so that we get a good distribution of shares and hopefully a rise in the price as well. That will allow us to do private placements and raise some larger amounts of money to carry on with our projects. I would like to raise about $1 million over the course of the year to help us along with these projects. Once we have that money in place, we can continue drilling on the Cyclone Rim area and on a couple of the other areas, such as in the Shirley Basin and in the Green River Basin of Wyoming, and also look at how we're going to continue exploring in the breccia pipe zones of the Arizona Strip.
And once again, joining us today is Peter Bates, President and CEO of Fisher Watt Gold. Once again, trading on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is FWGO. As mentioned earlier, trading at 3 cents a share. And before we conclude, Peter, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Fisher Watt as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think the long-term outlook is very positive for the nuclear industry, and we would be a supplier of the basic product that the fuel cycle requires once we get into production. We have the skills to do that and the knowledge to do that, and I believe we have the right properties to advance to get to that stage as well. The company itself has 73 million shares out, but the insiders, the directors, basically hold about 40% of that. So we're fairly tightly held. The float of the company is only 35 million shares out. But we're sitting right now at around 3 cents. And I believe that considering there's been $7 million spent on the property, we're trading at less than half the value of what I believe the properties are at this moment. Although I believe with further exploration that value will be increased significantly. So I think this is a great time to get into Fisher Watt.
Well, great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for the update today, Peter.
Thank you very much.